But I had a sudden remembrance of an event some years ago, and so that broke the block, and so I hope you all enjoy what's coming.
Well, listen, it goes without saying it will be enjoyed, I can assure you. I just know people, well, look at me, you know, there's people like me, we love it. We absolutely really? Love it. And we've ran them all this week again. Jim ran them all this week again. And they get nice comments. It's great to hear them all. I thought, the Christmas one, should we? But we did. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's great stuff. I don't want to hold on. I want to get on with it. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely. I think we're ready.
All right. So, over to the three. Good morning, Cross.
Good morning.
They're here for us this morning. Everybody, put your hands together. Come on at home. Stand up. Pay attention. It's the three Cross.
Three cross sat upon a wall on a cold and frosty morning. The first cross fell and broke his jaw. The first cross fell and broke his jaw on a cold and frosty morning.
The second cross, kidney flea at all. The second cross, kidney flea at all, on a cold and frosty morning.
The third cross is greeting for his maw. The third cross is greeting for his maw, on a cold and frosty morning.
The fourth Crawl, where's me there at all? The fourth crawl, where's me there at all, on a cold and frosty morning.
Three crows are sitting on Edinburgh Castle wall. It is a warm, sunny day, but there is a chill in the wind. They're reminiscing about their trip to the Middle East, where they found the bairn in a manger.
Mind when we flew a while at Christmas time and found on bairn in the manger?
Aye, he was feel bra. I wonder how he's getting on.
Me and all.
The three crows fluff up their feathers. The saltire flaps gently on the flagpole above the castle.
Do you ken aliens went to Africa?
Africa? How did you go on there, sir?
How did you get there?
I flew, of course. Mind, it wasn't easy. I had to flee through all sorts of weather. Gales, rain, blazing sun.
Jangs!
It was thousands of miles.
Aye, but why did you go on?
Well, I heard about great muckle birds called ostriches. I wanted to check them out for myself.
Ostriches?
They've got awfully long legs, a great long neck, huge eyes, huge eyelashes that only a film star would give an Oscar for, and huge black feathers and massive wings.
Or anything else? I'm intrigued.
Me and all? Can they fly? If they're that big, I can't see it somehow.
Aye. We're hard pushed sometimes to tack to the air.
I'd heard that they bury their heads in the sand when it gets too hot. And it was true. I saw it for myself.
Crabbins!
That must have been a misty, comical sight.
It was comical, but not as comical as you believe in me. It's not true at all.
You're always joking about.
Tell you what's true though.
What?
The Africans in Africa. There's a tribe called the Sand Bushmen, and they collect ostrich eggs. They blow them out, blow the egg out, the eggshell, and then they store water in them.
What do they do with their white and the yolk?
Probably pour it onto a rocket, watch it fry in the sun.
Then eat it?
Aye.
You've got to be a yolkin'.
No.
Anyway, I found two ostrich eggs under a ledge when I was looking for a scorpion to munch. They were bunged up at one end with straw.
Straw?
Aye, straw. I was curious and pulled it out for the hole it was stuck into. There was water inside.
Water?
Aye, saved me. I was fair parched from the river nearby. It dried up. I just stuck my beak in the hole and souped.
That's awfully clever.
Aye. If it hadn't been for they sand bushmen, you missed a deed of thirst.
You can. You've gave me a notion to see an ostrich.
Me and all. Let's take a trip to the zoo.
Let's go.
The three crows spread their wings and fly away from the castle wall. They head west towards Kirstorfin.
That didn't take us long.
Nor is the crow fly.
The three crows fly over the zoo.
James, that's an awful lot of ground to cover here.
Aye, but we are fit. We'll manage.
That drop of scrambled eggs we found for breakfast helped.
Aye, it was spot on. Scrumptious.
It's amazing what folks chuck it.
And great you can spot it a mile off.
And great that we're bigger than all the other birds and can get in there first.
Aye, I didn't understand why folk chase us. We're awfully bonny.
Handsome, you mean?
Bonny you, handsome us. Hey, look at the lions.
We'll no be landing in there beside them.
No fear. Come on, let's find the ostriches.
There's an awful lot of animals around here.
Aye, spot on. But I can't see any ostriches.
Maybe they have got their heads buried in the sand.
I tell you, that's a myth.
Check out the meerkats.
I've seen them on the telly when I peek through folks' windows.
Aye, you can't compare them to anything else for their cute factor.
Come on, 80 acres is a lot of ground to cover.
80 acres? How do you ken it's 80 acres? I'm going to need more scrambled eggs.
I saw a sign back there.
You kept that quiet.
Come on, there's a cafe. We might pick up some scraps then.
Where did you find the ostriches?
The three crows continued to fly back and forth over the various animal enclosures. Monkeys, penguins, warty pigs, rhino. They cannot find any ostriches.
There! There they are! Come on!
The three crows swooped down.
Nah, these don't look right. They look like ostriches, but they're not quite the same.
Hold on.
The third crow reads a sign on the enclosure.
Darwin's Rhea.
Darwin's Rhea. Well, hey, keep looking.
I'm actually enjoying this animal safari. It's spot on. I've no seen anything like some of the creatures in here.
Me and I. Just look at all they folk queuing. What's the big attraction?
Let's have a look.
Look to me. It's got 12 black eyes.
That looks painful. Or maybe he's not had any sleep.
James, there's 2 of them.
Why? Oh, they're awfully cuddly looking.
The three crows land beside the enclosure and read the sign.
Pandas.
Free China.
Bamboozled.
So are they. Look what they're eating.
Come on. This is no finding our ostriches.
The three crows lift off and fly around the whole zoo, but can't find any ostriches. They decide to give up the search.
I'm awfully disappointed we didn't see an ostrich. But that was awfully interesting.
Oh, me and all. I love the pandas, though. So cuddly looking.
Well, if we fly straight across, we can check out the chimpanzees. If we are fly, we can nip in and pinch a bit of scran at the cafe on the way.
Good idea.
The three crows fly across to the Bundunga Trail. They land on the ground to eat the scraps they picked up on the way.
Oh, this bit of breed's awfully good.
Same for the duck it was meant for.
Oh, well. He'll get more thrown at him.
Do you mind when the reptile hoose was here?
Aye, I do. I wonder if they'll replace it. This chip hoose is fair draw, but I'd like to see reptiles again here.
I suppose times change. There are ostrich farms now and petting farms. And there are garden centres with reptiles and pet shops. It's no say weird anymore.
Look, over there.
What? What is it?
I got over to see. It's something white but covered in a load of dirt.
The first crow digs out the object and wipes it with his wing.
James, it's an egg.
Oh, bring it on.
The first crow picks the egg up in his beak and flaps over to the second and third crows. He puts it down on the ground for them to examine closely.
Here, let's duck a shifty.
The three crows stand around the egg, poking at it with their beaks and shoving it around with their claws as if it were a football.
I have an idea.
What is it?
I saw some folk this morning climbing up Arthur's seat. They were carrying baskets of eggs.
What for?
I dinna ken, but let's take this egg and find out.
Let's go!
The three crows fly up and away from the zoo, past the castle, over to Arthur's seat. Hundreds of people are at various heights of the hill, and eggs are hurtling down.
Oh, look at all the eggs! What a feast!
Oh, come on, let's get stuck in. No say first. Let's get ours to the top of it and roll it down. Then they can eat the contents and smash it, and then tuck in the others.
The three crows fly to the top of Arthur's seat. The first crow drops the egg from under his chin.
Come on, you two. Get your tail feathers under that egg and flick it down the hill.
The three crows stand around the egg back to back. They slip their tails under the egg and flick it till it rolls away down the hill. Several feathers float off after it.
Woohoo! There it goes!
Aye, it's a war. And so are some of my feathers.
Same here.
Let's get after it.
The three crows fly down after the egg.
It's fair fleeing. James, it's rolling to the stone of St. Margaret's Loch.
After it!
The three crows fly after the egg.
Quick! Get it
afore
it gets
lost amongst all these ducks and swans!
Do something!
The first crow accelerates.
Gotcha!
He catches up with the egg and grabs it in his beak.
James, it's fair wriggling about.
It looks like it's going to hatch out.
Clemens,
there's legs hanging out your beak!
The first crow spits the egg out. They all huddle around it.
James!
That's no a bird.
And it's certainly no a snake either.
It's a baby crocodile.
Quick, grab it.
Aye, quick. It looks a tasty wee morsel. I've never tried baby crocodile before.
Too late, it slipped away into the loch.
Oh no, let's go.
The three crows glance around them. Nobody seems to have seen what happened. They flap their wings and take off. They circle above St. Margaret's Loch. All they can see is the water muddying up as the bottom of the loch is disturbed.
I don't think I'll be coming back here in a hurry.
Me neither.
I can't wait to get back to the safety of our perch at the castle.
Back on their perch on the castle wall, the sun is going down. The visitors have left the castle for the day and the salt eye looks dark as it waves good night to the city.
It's been an exciting day. I'm feel exhausted.
It's been some expedition.
Three crows sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall. Three crows sat upon a wall on a cold and frosty morning.